Tonight, stargazers around the country will have the chance to catch a glimpse of the International Space Station. The ISS is a research lab that orbits Earth, effectively, jointly owned by the United States, Russia, Canada, Europe and Japan. It's usually not incredibly visible to the naked eye, which is why astronomy enthusiasts are so excited about this week's showing. Dr. Brad Tucker is an astrophysicist at the ANU. Brad Tucker, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran. How's it going?
It's going well. What are we going to be able to see if we look up into the heavens tonight?
So tonight and a few other times throughout the week, depending on your location, you'll see the bright space station. It will look like a bright dot or star, but it'll be moving rapidly across the sky. And so this week, and in particular in places tonight, it's great because it's very bright. It's in the relatively early evening, so you don't have to wake up at a silly hour of the morning. And it's visible really high in the sky, so it's a very easy, nice thing to spot in the skies.
What does it look like?
So what you'll see is this bright, it won't look like quite like a streak, but you'll see a star, and then it'll look like, hey, that looks like maybe a very bright star. It potentially will be the brightest object in the early evening sky, but it will move quite rapidly across, so it'll look like a shooting star, but maybe something otherworldly that is coming across the skies. And I think that's the surprise, is that once you see it, how fast it can move, because it will move across the entire sky in about 5 to 7 minutes. So it's moving.
So, Brad, I have seen the ISS go past, and you're right, it moves very quickly. So I've seen it and didn't know that was a big deal to see it. Is it not usually visible?
So it's not visible all the time. So because of the orbits of the space station, it's always essentially passing over the Earth, but often it's only visible, or, you know, it's passing over night or daytime. The only time to see it is in the early evening or the early morning hours, when the sunlight reflects off of it and comes back down to Earth, which means that there's only short periods every 6 or so weeks that you can see the space station, but it kind of rotates between being in the early evening and being in the early morning. So you kind of have to wait a few months for it to be very visible and in the early evening. So, you know, it's not super rare, but, you know, the conditions have to be right. You can't just pop out on any so night to go see it.
Right, and the conditions are good tonight. It actually goes by a lot, doesn't it? It orbits the Earth many times every day.
That's right. It's going around the Earth about every 15 times a day. So it goes around the Earth every 90 minutes. So it is moving quite a lot. And there's a lot of activity, especially nowadays, going on the space station. I think that's the cool thing, is there's this place going above you. And it's actually relatively close. It's only about 400 kilometers away. So it's much closer to, say, Sydney than Melbourne is.
That's odd, isn't it, to think of that? Well, who is up there? How many people are up there? What's going on?
So there's currently 7 people on the space station as we speak. It's one of the highest numbers that we had in quite a while. There's 4 Americans, 2 Russians, and a Japanese astronaut all up there doing a bunch of activity. One of the notable ones is Shannon Walker, the partner of the Australian astronaut Andy Thomas, is up there. So there may be an Australian tie looking down upon us this evening.
And what are they doing up there? I said earlier it's a research lab. I mean, what's going on up there? And what are they scientists, the astronauts as well, or what are they there to do?
Yeah, so look, I mean, a lot of it is science and engineering. So, you know, there are instruments on board just preserved to do experiments in space, like special telescopes and monitoring. There's a lot of work right now on the space station conducting experiments into human spaceflight. Because of this push to go to the moon and even onwards to Mars, they're using the space station as a way to do a lot of that testing, from growing vegetables even to how do things form in space. So it's a rigorous daily schedule of not only exercise and the normal things they have to do, but a huge amount of biological, environmental, and physical experiments going on.
And they go outside the station and do things?
And that's right. And they do go out of the spacewalk. There was a spacewalk the other day. And when they go outside, you know, they usually go out for 6 to 7 hours. So it's quite an investment of their time to do it.
Brad, we've got to go. Just tell people again what time tonight they might be able to get a good view.
So depending on your time, it'll be in the early evening. So for instance, in Sydney, about 8:30. Brisbane, it'll be about 6:44 local time. Darwin and Perth, you have better times also later this week. So check out Heavens Above or Spot the Space Station for your local times.
Spot the Space Station. That's the app. Brad, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Dr. Brad Tucker, an astrophysicist at the ANU.